Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Goss.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The confirmed toll of people who did not survive the Maui wildfires, it now stands at 67, making this the deadliest disaster in Hawaii since it became a state. Survivors trying to return to their nearly destroyed historic city of Lahaina. CBS's Jeff Nguyen is there.
All around, damage and destroyed buildings, homes, and cars are too numerous to count. Hawaii's governor spoke as he toured the area.
This is devastating for Maui. We probably have well over 1,000 buildings that have been destroyed. Many, many hundreds of families have been displaced.
This couple fled their home as the fires hit. Days later, they returned to a pile of smoking rubble.
Nobody really knows until they can make it in here whether their houses are standing or not.
The death toll is expected to keep rising as search teams scour the island, especially in the hardest hit town of Lahaina.
There's still people missing.
Jeff Nguyen, CBS News on the island of Maui.
And a new fire tonight triggered by the evacuation of a community to the northeast of that area. It was to the northeast of the area burned earlier this week. In Washington, the attorney general increases the power of the longtime Trump-era prosecutor who's been investigating President Biden's son Hunter for years. That prosecutor is now a special counsel, having additional investigative and prosecutorial powers, legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum.
It's interesting that Merrick Garland said that David Weiss came to him and asked to take another look at the Hunter Biden investigation, that it wasn't the attorney general's idea. Right now, there is no plea offer on the table. A criminal trial against Hunter Biden, this time for felonies and not misdemeanors, is much more likely than a few weeks ago.
Meantime, the federal judge in the Washington, D.C. election conspiracy case against Donald Trump heard arguments for and against limiting what Trump can say about it, legal analyst Lori Levinson.
It appears that the judge was trying to do the proper balance between what the government wants, which is to keep its sensitive information from public dissemination, and what the Trump team was arguing for, which is that not too much information should be kept and that there should be greater leeway for Trump to talk about the information in his case.
The judge did signal she's inclined to side with the defense in agreeing to a more limited protective order, but she also noted that the former president's right to free speech is not absolute. Turning to the year-and-a-half-old war in Ukraine, question being, when will Ukrainian pilots begin training on U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets? Well, there are reports that maybe not until next summer. Checking gas prices, AAA says the average gallon of regular, $3.84. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Chicken on a stick? Deep fried old fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour on Friday, August 11th. We've made it to the weekend. Almost, people.
Almost.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
The weekends are very welcome these days for me.
I'm sure.
Yes, I am very excited to relax.
Can I throw in a reminder for Sunday?
Yeah.
About your baby shower.
Baby diaper fundraiser. Fundraiser.
It's at Nomad Pub on Brady Street in Milwaukee from 1 to 5.
1 to 5.
And if you want to bring diapers or you want to bring a check for the Milwaukee Diaper Mission, you can do that. And you can bring cash and all those things.
You can bring cash. You can also, if you can't make it and want to still donate to a great organization, you can just go to Milwaukee Diaper Fund. Milwaukee Diaper Mission.org. Let me make sure that it's .org. Because they, I mean, I'd love to know also if anyone's listening, because obviously it's right in the name, Milwaukee Diaper Mission. It is MilwaukeeDiaperMission.org. If there's other diaper banks in other parts
that
of
are similar.
Because obviously they serve a Milwaukee and Southeast Wisconsin population and community. But it is, as we talked about with Megan when she was here, was it Tuesday? Wednesday? I don't know. Tuesday.
They all smushed together.
And, you know, this is not a problem that's just affording diapers is not something unique to people in
Milwaukee.
And so if you know of other diaper funds that are working throughout the state, shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. I would love to know other organizations that are also working on this because
it's important.
It's important and they're expensive. And also, I mean, this is both sad and kind of funny. There was a tweet this morning that I retweeted because it's just mostly because poop is just a funny word. Let's be honest. But I saw this. This came out yesterday and I was trying to make a joke about it. But it's also potentially, if you get more details of the story, probably something that has like links back to
not being able to afford diapers.
Not be able to afford diapers. And so Waukesha, at Waukesha Alerts on X/Twitter, said, poop disaster at 701 East Moreland Boulevard. Two PD units responding. Caller reports there were three children wearing just diapers full of poop, were all over the playground, and now there is poop reportedly all in caps, everywhere, on the playground and in the park.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a funny scene to think about this poor park that's just toddlers having a poop brigade. And but also how the toddlers get out. Why is their diapers full of poop? So it's like if you actually, it's kind of a joke, but it's kind of not.
Yeah. And so, and as Megan had pointed out when she was here, unfortunately, there are some people who have to reuse disposable diapers.
Yeah. So we're very excited to be raising money for them and also raising diapers. We've been getting diapers delivered at the house that we're going to be bringing from friends who live out of town. So fun way to support a great organization.
You can also meet Kristen, meet the bump.
You meet the bump. I'll be wearing all white because it is an all white party. Mike wants to look like he's on Yacht Week in Croatia, drinking an Aperol Spritz. So,
all right.
So it should be a very good time. But my question, and I don't know how long we'll stay on this, but multiple things for you to call in on today. The first one is, do you want to keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers? We're approaching the football season. I mean, technically, we have
preseason underway.
This is this weekend, and we finally get to see Jordan Love. Family night was last weekend. It actually looked really fun.
It was packed.
It was packed. But he is a superstar. Not only is he a superstar, he's also Hard Knocks this year, HBO's or Max's annual show where they follow and do kind of a reality show on an NFL team, is on the Jets this year. And I wonder this as someone who, you know, when I've looked back at videos I've done for social media, typically ones that I know are going to do well, if I'm being totally honest, do well as in like get a lot of views, get a lot of comments, because people have a lot of people have a lot of feelings. Is something about Ron Johnson or something about Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, that's fascinating.
and it seems like the Journal Sentinel is in the same predicament. Because in their newsletter this week, they asked the same question. Says, do you want to keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers? And I think as a Wisconsin news outlets, it's a like, on the one hand, you're like, let's move on. He is not our quarterback anymore. He's somewhere else. We are moving on. But it also, there's clearly interest there because people keep clicking on it and reading it and wanting to know what's going on.
Wanting more.
And so as we prepare for the different segments that we want to do for the fall with sports, how much is Aaron Rodgers to you and it is a story to talk about? 844-967-2789. Because I think when people say what they say is that they're ready to move on and would like to spend zero time discussing Aaron Rodgers and focus instead on vote Jordan Love and on the 2023 Packers team. But it's also like, I think there's some people who might still have a soft spot for him. And I think there's also people who have like a vindictive, like
they hate watch
him.
Yeah.
And there is something, it's a, you know, the same way we pay attention to the Kardashians. If you hate the Kardashians or just people who like get under your skin, but there's something like that you get out of railing against them. But they said, so whether or not people say they don't want to hear about Aaron Rodgers, they know because they have data that when they write about Aaron Rodgers, readers are definitely consuming the story.
Right.
And I think, we have less real-time evidence of people like, we move so quickly on this show that I don't know if people are tuning into the show necessarily just because we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. But certainly it's the same is reflected in videos that I've done. And maybe that's because it's a more of a national audience because there's more people in general. But I just think it's really interesting of is what we say we want, which is to move on, actually what we want? 844-967-2789. How do you feel? Do you want to keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers? Or do you want me and everyone else in my field to just shut up about it?
Texter from the 262, no. Aaron Rodgers is dead to us. He lied about his vaccination. That was it for me.
There you go.
844-967-2789. Another texter from the 262. Packers fans, hearing about Aaron Rodgers is like a person dating who keeps hearing about an ex having a great time and knocking boots with a new great significant other.
That is a great analogy.
And I was thinking about that. It is. He's a boyfriend who broke my heart. And I don't wish him ill, but I don't want to have to be reminded of him all the time.
Do you have feelings one way or another of how you hope he does at the Jets?
I hope he sucks.
I know. Me too.
And I just massively contradicted myself, and I said I don't wish him ill. I think
you don't want him to get hurt.
I don't. No, of course not. But I don't. I know his the arrogance meter on that guy just peaked, and
did it peak though? Is it at its highest point? Oh, I don't know if we know yet.
There's always room for more arrogance, I'm sure. But I hit that peak like 2 years ago. It's like, dude.
You personally, or are you about Aaron Rodgers? Did you hit your peak arrogance 2 years ago, Jane?
No, I'm still, I got a ways to go. Got to have something to shoot for. No, I was just got fed up with Aaron Rodgers and all the Peaky Blinders haircut and all the weirdness and the staying in the dark for a month. And good, go do your thing. I just don't want to have to deal with it.
I know. And but again, I think the bitter breakup is the best analogy for it.
It is.
Because it's not just, I don't know. It's also the fact that he went there and he looked so happy.
Yeah.
And he took a pay cut and, you know, and now there's like a TV show about it and it's just all these things. And then, if they come out and like they have a great season, it's going to be kind of a hard pill to swallow.
But then
the question becomes like, do we talk about it?
Well, I mean, it's going to have to come up. We talk about NFL football.
I know.
I don't know that we can completely avoid it, as tempting as that might be.
But like, so is there you keep it just to how the team is doing and not any of like antics or the things that he says or doesn't say or all of the reading in between the lines that I feel like we've done for the last 3 years, 4 years? Like 3 years. Because basically, I feel like this all started when they drafted Jordan Love. And I had just moved back to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I feel like antics or his arrogance or whatever word you want to put on it as far as when I think like his the perception of his personality shifted, I feel like was circa 2020.
I think you're right.
I feel like prior to 2020, everyone, whether he was or not, but the perception of him was guy who goes a lot to charity, really nice, like, you know, Mr. Rogers neighborhood, which I'm not going to wear that shirt anymore. And so with that, does it now change? Like, it's changed around 2020. And I think, you know, most people would say it was probably to do with Jordan Love, not him personally, but the drafting of him. And, I don't know. I just, it's a weird, cause he is attention. I think he's attention seeking, but we also give him the attention. And I'm just curious if you at home think, like, do you have that itch to scratch that when there's a headline about him, do you find yourself still clicking on it? Or do you just say, no, I don't care. Talk to me about Jordan Love. When we come back, we got a call?
We do have a call.
All right. We would love to also hear from you or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Do you want to keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers or not? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Watch genetically superior people do the things you never will. Sports go sports. They're the competitors you prefer best, their opposing equivalents. So you can somehow feel connected to the feed of your self-appointed constituents. May the hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness, sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 61. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 84 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Lows dip down to about 61. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Sunday with daytime highs approaching 80. 74, chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking about whether or not you want to hear about Aaron Rodgers, because a lot of people say they don't, and then some of the data shows that people still do.
They click on it.
They click on
it. They watch it. They read it.
And so we're asking you, if you're being honest with yourself, is it still an itch that you like to scratch, or is it something that you just keep moving on by when you see any news coverage about our former guy in... you know, anything, I guess. 844-967-2789. Jim from Appleton, do you want to keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers?
Well, not really, but I guess you guys were talking about him and having a good starting season. If you look at his starting lineup, he's going to get his derriere kicked because he's playing the Giants, the Bills, the Cowboys, Kansas City. I mean, those are all top 10 teams in the NFL. There's no way they don't have an offensive line that's even going to help him. So he's going to get his butt kicked. So more power to him.
All right.
See, now that I might watch, Jim.
See, there you go. See, you've been paying attention more than I have, because I did not know. I have been hearing that. I thought, I don't know. I just trust the pundits because I don't follow. I don't follow it close enough to watch with my own eyes to have my own opinion. So I like listen to people who that's their job.
Right.
And so I had not heard that, Jim, but that is, we'll see. We will find out. How are you feeling about the Packers this year?
I really don't have a lot of love for love, but I got my fingers crossed.
Okay. Love for love because you don't have a lot of faith.
I don't think he's got it. I don't think we can be lucky enough to be, go from a Favre to a Rodgers to, you know, another winning NFL quarterback. I mean,
it's pretty unlikely.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, Jim. You and I will hate watch Aaron Rodgers and watch him on Sundays.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call, Jim.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have a text from John in the Falls. For years, Aaron Rodgers refused to fully dedicate himself to what it takes to win a Super Bowl. He was more interested in making every dollar he could, manipulating the fans and the media to satisfy his ego. Bringing up his name sucks all the air out of a room, just like Trump. Let's all just move on and enjoy the players that actually want to be here.
It is interesting to think of the characters who are like that, who do that. Like, off the top of my head, I think it's Trump. It's Aaron Rodgers in a very different way than Trump. But now, like Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
It's like these guys who are newsmakers, right? Like, no matter, like, it's this, like, cycle of whatever they do becomes a headline. And because it's them, people click on it. And it just keeps going, even when it's not news, right?
Yeah.
And who else is like that?
I think those are the top three as far as...
Would you throw Kardashians in there? I feel like they make the news just for living their lives sometimes.
Do I?
I know how much you hate them.
I can't say that word. They're like Voldemort to me.
Are they the worst for you? Like, I feel like you're... Like, you... They... I don't know if there's anyone who drives you crazier, and I see you, like, clench up more than when we mentioned them.
Well, and I think it's because... They haven't put anything good or useful into the world.
Well, they have now. I would say Skims is one of the top, like, what the line that Kim Kardashian has created for, like, her underwear line is one of the top-selling underwear lines in the world. And it also, like, they make accessible underwear for people who have disabilities. And she's working on getting her law degree. She has, like, advocated upon people, like, getting out of jail. And stuff. Like, they have done stuff. They just, the way they got there was by selling their soul.
Yeah. That's good. Okay, good for the underwear. Yay. Now go away. Just do it in quiet, okay? I don't want to have to look at you or see that all your spawn, that entire family, I just don't like them.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, is that your top, like...
It's pretty high on my list.
As far as who you despise the most.
You can throw Paris Hilton in there and
she's barely in the news anymore.
Oh, she still shows up. And she never accomplished anything.
She's another one who's actually advocated a lot because she got sent to one of those camps for, like...
Unruly teenagers?
Yeah, and so she's actually helped a lot of people who have gone to those camps because they're super abusive. And so she's, like, gotten some of them closed down. So she's done some stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, and she also promised that after she went to jail that she was going to do all this stuff for women in jail, which she never did, as far as I know.
I don't remember that story.
That's going back a ways.
Okay.
When they carted her off to jail, she was crying in the backseat.
What did she go to jail for?
I don't remember. It wasn't long.
I don't remember Paris Hilton going to jail. Did she steal something?
I'll check on it over the break.
That was Winona Ryder.
Yeah, no, it wasn't shoplifting or anything.
All right.
We'll go back and look.
All right. Well, when we come back, if you still want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, or if you don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, we will get the hint, because if you do want to talk about him, 844-967-2789. And if you don't, we'll move on. We're finally coming back to I Am the Sphincter, or Am I the Sphincter? Because we haven't done it. We haven't done it for a while because we've had so many guests.
I know.
And this one...
At
least the one we're starting with, sometimes these are funny and lighthearted. This is something that I feel like a lot of families actually probably end up dealing with. But it kind of deals with the fact of, like, what is fair when it comes to paying for your parents, or more specifically, your in-laws' assisted living? Is it splitting things evenly, or is it proportionate to who's making the most money? Does it matter if it's your parents versus... Your spouse's parents. This one's pretty messy. And I feel like it's something that a lot might be relatable. That's something that you've gone through. So we would love to hear your opinion on Am I the Sphincter for this week? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be right back.
One watches this primetime show. New York, Nashville, San Francisco. We love to watch the kickoff as the game begins. Pretty cheerleaders and
turns it up Monday night.
Everybody's a fan. Hey, this is the biggest party, man. Look out, you're hanging out, Dan. They got the thing shining. We got the week. It's the time that is right. All my rowdy friends are here on Monday night.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Maui wildfires are now the deadliest disaster in Hawaiian state history. 67 people are confirmed dead, and with many still missing, that is expected to increase. In fact, there's a new fire tonight to the northeast of the worst devastation. Meantime, tourists are leaving as fast as they can.
We're inconvenienced. We have to do this, you know, and stay at the airport for a night, but it's nothing like losing everything.
Attorney General Garland names the longtime Hunter Biden investigator special counsel with stronger powers.
This appointment confirms my commitment to provide Mr. Weiss all the resources he requests. It also reaffirms that Mr. Weiss has the authority he needs to conduct a thorough investigation.
While the judge in the Trump election conspiracy case gives the ex-president some leeway in talking or posting about it, but not unlimited.
He will be able to discuss more about the case, more of the discovery material that he is given from the government publicly.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are on the home stretch of our Friday show. Very much looking forward to the weekend. You said we got some love on the text line?
We do. You can always check in. You can call and or text at 844-967-2789. We were talking about whether or not you want to keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers. And so we're just going to kind of wrap up some of these text messages. Catherine from Madison says, I love having two women do a radio show, but for me, talking about Aaron Rodgers is People Magazine territory, a complete snooze. From the 262, now I'm going to be singing Hank Jr. for the rest of the day. Monday Night Football. Also in the text line from WAUK, so done with Rodgers. I don't want to hear about him unless he throws four interceptions and gets sacked five times. Then I will be laughing. He's gone. Let's get over it and move on. And finally, this is from John in the Falls. He said, I thought I couldn't love Jane any more than I already do. I think that's in relation to my Voldemort.
Yeah, your Kardashian rant?
My the name that shall not be uttered out loud. Yes.
Did you figure out what Paris Hilton went to jail for?
Oh, I was busy.
Well, we could go back to that. I don't think that's super important. But we promise on this show, unless it's actual news.
It was 10 years ago.
What was it for, though?
Oh, for pity's sake. We'll have to come back to it.
Okay. We will limit Aaron Rodgers' talk to actual news and not just, did you see what he did on Hard Knocks?
Right.
All right. So I'm interested to see how people feel about this, because I don't think this is I think these are conversations that have to happen a lot.
These are real life things.
And we've talked about how expensive assisted living care is on this show before, how it's only getting more expensive, how it's only getting harder to find. And it is not an easy scenario. But
no.
This was am I the sphincter? Because we can't say a-hole. From Reddit, that I thought would be interesting to get everyone's opinion on. So it's kind of long, so I'm going to read the whole thing. But if you have thoughts on this, text us, call us, 844-967-2789. All right, here we go. Am I the a-hole for telling my wife we're not going to pay our fair share for her parents' assisted living? This whole situation has gotten way out of hand to the point where everyone is yelling at everyone and I'm sleeping in the guest room. My wife's parents are at the point in their lives where they can no longer live by themselves. Their children decided the best place for them is an assisted living facility. They started to look into different facilities, and admittedly, I didn't help because I figured the five adult siblings could handle it and I was never close to my in-laws. They found one that was perfect, and my wife was very excited when she told me about it. I was less than thrilled when I found out our contribution will be roughly $3,000 up front and then $5,000 a month. I immediately question why it will cost roughly $15,000 up front with an upfront fee and then $25,000 a month for two people in an assisted living apartment. I admit, I sarcastically asked if their apartment is next door to Elon Musk's parents.
Wrong time for a joke.
Yes. She then told me that we're going to cover the lion's share of the costs because we make more than her siblings. That was the beginning of a week of texts, phone, and in-person arguments. She argues that her siblings make less money combined than we do, and some are single, so it would impact them more. Thus, so it's only fair we pay more. She also argues that this facility is not the best or the most expensive. It's a mid-tier one with the best ratings. According to her, anything lower have bad ratings and could put her parents' safety in jeopardy. My argument is that there are five siblings, so the cost should be divided equally between the five of them. I also argued that if five people can't afford that place, they need to lower their standards. That started a circular argument for hours between cost and safety. I couldn't take it anymore, and in the heat of the moment, I yelled, We don't make more than your brothers and sisters. I make more than all of you, which is why you all want me to cover the cost for your parents. That was the beginning of my nights sleeping in the guest room.
Yeah, well,
I know as a married couple, I shouldn't consider mine and yours income, but realistically, I do make more than all of them, and I think it's unfair to make me pay the largest portion. And then he gave some updates, because this started to get a lot of traction.
Sure.
So he said, I'm going to answer some questions. One, I assumed it was $25,000 a month, because I assumed it was split five ways between the siblings, and our share was $5,000 a month. It'll be closer to $10,000 a month, and our share is $5,000. So they're paying half, with the other half split between four siblings.
Okay.
Her parents have assets, including a house, so I was told they don't qualify for government assistance, which we've talked about before as well, that
yep.
they would need to sell the house and spend down.
Yes.
I brought up the idea of selling their house, but was shot down immediately. The siblings want to keep the house in the family because their great-grandfather built it or something. 3. I can't afford to pay it, but I don't want to based on principle. Their division means I'll be paying $5,000 a month while the youngest brother will be paying only $300 a month and will be living in the house. Their thinking is that he'll be paying the insurance and taxes on the house, so he can't afford more than $300. 4. I'm the only child to my parents. While they planned out their retirement, they worked their entire lives to put me through school and supported me through several degrees. I will be solely responsible for and will make sure their remaining days will be comfortable. 5. Per your suggestion, I asked my wife if we're going to contribute this much money to her, if we're going to contribute this much money to her parents, how they're going to contribute to my parents when their time comes. She answered, "Don't be an idiot. That's an entirely different situation." 6. I don't want ownership of their house because it's very old and needs major work. I brought up the idea of selling the house again, and it was shot down again. They're not budging on it. 7. None of us know the laws and regulation when it comes to this, so I finally got her to agree for us to sit down with an estate attorney. 8. Unless I feel up to it, this is probably the last update. I feel completely emotionally drained. I always knew my parents would get old, but I never thought about it.
Well, you got to think about it, and I'd start thinking about it now. If you're in your 30s and your parents are in their 50s and 60s, it's coming. And
what
our friend Joe McClear from Appleton would be a good person to have on to talk about this. There's so many things going on here.
844-967-2789. If you have thoughts on this scenario, we would love to hear it because there is... there is a lot. And I think the straightforward question is he the jerk or is he not the jerk for his feelings on the situation? But obviously there's a lot more nuance in that if there's other aspects that you think people should be thinking about. I'm trying to put myself in the scenario of, I mean, at least Mike and I are already talking about this with our parents.
Which is brilliant.
Right?
Like, that's brilliant.
To a certain extent, we're already talking about because he... is taking a new job. And so like, also like he is going to be making more money than me. And so like, we're starting to figure that out. It's like, listen, like, cause right now we split everything.
Right.
We have our shared costs and all of our own money is our own money. If he wants to buy sports cards, that's his money.
Right. It's not coming out of the pool.
But like as bigger things for college tuition, for kids, assisted living, for parents, like, is it a proportional thing between you and your spouse? Is it about based on who makes the most money? Is it everything split evenly? Is there an agreement when one spouse is working and one isn't? So there's all of that, but then you add in another layer of siblings. And when, because this is, I mean, you have 5 siblings.
Yes.
And like the idea of emotions that can come up because of resentment of like, well, Bob can pay for it. Bob makes a lot of money.
Bob is rich.
Bob's rich. Mm-hmm. Bob's more expensive, like has more money than all of us.
Right.
His wife does not sound very understanding.
Well, for one thing, you can't say that we need to use your money to take care of my parents, but then when it comes to your parents, well, you're on your own. I think that's pretty harsh. Right.
Or and I don't know what with his update of like that's a totally different situation, because I think he's thinking about it. He's like, I'm going to be the only person who has to pay for both of my parents when the time comes because I don't have any other siblings.
Right.
So what happens then? Are you guys going to help me cover that?
No.
And no.
No. Dexter from the 541 says, so the youngest sibling is essentially getting the house for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, getting the house to pay taxes and insurance on it, but like. Doesn't have to pay a mortgage, doesn't have to pay...
To buy it?
To buy it,
right.
Like...
No down payment? I would think first and foremost that they would sell the house.
Yeah.
It's harsh, but that's what you do to help finance their care. That's part of the... That's just part of it.
It sounds like a lot of them are like, this is... It's the... It's to me, it sounds like the siblings are like, cake and eat it too situation. Of we're not going to sell the house. We're not going to find a more affordable spot.
And we want Bob to pay for it.
And we want Bob to pay for it.
And I think where Bob is the jerk is, no, you don't want to downgrade their care.
No, that is also true.
I mean, seriously. And if it were his parents, I think it would be an entirely different, well, let's just find a cheaper facility. You don't want to do that.
Well, and, you know, it comes back to the conversations we've had about any kind of health care or even just pet care, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of like when your person or your loved one, whether it's human or not, is sick, the lengths you'll go and the money that is like, I guess we're spending it because we're not giving up. We're not putting them in a bad situation.
Right.
Is like, it just becomes like, you don't think about it. You're like, we'll have to figure it out. Like we have to. And, but because I totally agree with you of like, oh, we'll just go to a cheaper place.
No,
is not.
That's not a good idea.
And that sounds, I mean, depending on where they live, $5,000 per person.
Per month.
Is, I think, pretty standard.
I think that's pretty average.
I almost swear. I was reading this morning. It's $5,000 a month just to live in, like, an apartment in New York right now.
Wow.
But that's a different topic.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Angie from Monroe. This ended up happening with my mom and her parents and her siblings. My mom, bless her soul, worked her whole life. She ain't got a dime in her name, so this day they hardly ever speak anymore. It's especially sad if it's about money, and if someone has it, why not? That's where the greediness comes in lately. A lot of religious people have a lot of greediness in them. And a texter from the 262, the husband is the sphincter. There are things you can think about a spouse, in-laws, whatever, but you don't say them out loud. For better or worse, when you marry your spouse, you marry their family. The wife is a peach for wanting to take care of both her parents and siblings.
I do agree that he shouldn't have said that.
Well, you can think terrible things, but when you say them out loud, it's awfully hard to shove them back in.
Especially to yell it like that. Like,
right.
I think it's one thing to be like, listen, you're asking our budget, which is part of like, this is what I pay for. Cause it sounds like they have a scenario where she maybe doesn't work. His wife doesn't work and he does. And it sounds like he has a very good job and it sounds like he can afford, like, this is not going to break the bank for them, but it's on the principle. And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because he wasn't included. Maybe it's because they're not budging and compromising on anything else. And so the fact is, like, it's just coming down. Like, that's the thing to me. It's like the fact that there is no other compromise, it sounds like, from the siblings or his wife. And it's either like, we're either doing it or we're not doing it. There's not another offer to like have it be a different split instead of them just paying half. That, I don't know. I feel like I would have a hard time asking my husband, if we were in this scenario, to not at least listen to his concerns. But yes, I agree that he shouldn't have yelled, we don't make more money, I make more money. That is never a good way to end a discussion. It's a good way to start a fight. But we will, if you have more thoughts on this, we have one more segment. We also want to remind you that you can still, for PAC benefits.
If you're a veteran, you need to do this.
Yes, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, too. But if you have thoughts on this, Am I the Sphincter? We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Is this guy the jerk for telling his wife that he doesn't want to pay an overproportionate share for her parents' assisted living? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're a douche. I'm a douche. Just a big, busy douche.
I mean, that's all I'll ever be.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with highs around 84. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows level off around 60. High of 80 tomorrow, cloudy. Upper 60s Monday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 70s, mainly clear Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bright. She is Jane Matinere. And if you're just joining us, we read Am I the Sphincter, aka Am I the A-hole, which is a subreddit on Reddit where people submit their dilemmas in their
really
life.
It's very popular. Yeah.
Where they, you know, from their point of view, try to break down something that happened in their life and get feedback from strangers on whether or not they're the jerk in the situation. And this one I thought was messy and also relatable because it was a husband who makes a lot of money, and his wife and her four siblings kind of coming to the conclusion that they should pay more of the share for her parents' assisted living because they make more money. And he did not agree.
No, he did not. 844-967-2789. The outburst and his money was certainly sphincter-esque from the 541. I would suggest Bob start an account for his parents' long-term living and explain to Mrs. Bob this is not money to be touched. Also question, if the Bobs get divorced, then how will the siblings pay for the care?
That is a really good question.
That's an excellent question.
Alimony?
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I mean, but also, had she not married someone who was successful, what was their long-term plan?
Right. It doesn't sound like they had one. And that's why I think, here's John from the Falls Chicken Inn. Sounds like maybe the parents need to sell the house to whichever of their kids are interested in owning a share of it and then split the cost among the number of kids that want part ownership. Then the parents could use the money from the sale for their monthly expenses and keep the house in the family. It sounds like there are plenty of jerks to go around.
Well, and it sounds like in one of his updates that was like, well, why don't you just buy the house? And he's like, I don't want the house.
Right.
And so maybe no one else can afford to buy the house that could then cover the...
But I still think that the house has got to go.
I know.
I do.
I know.
It's harsh and it's painful. But I just think that's where you start. Texter from the 262, I'm listening to your conversation about long-term care. It is very important that people consider long-term care insurance while they are healthy enough to get it. It is going to be too late for the couple going into a facility, but the husband's parents might still be eligible.
Oh, that's good to know.
And that's what our friend Joe McClear has said, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Is get this insurance while you can still say, I don't have 47 pre-existing conditions.
I mean, it's such a, like when I read this, sometimes, because like the other ones were so that we could have gone through today for the from the subreddit. It was like, am I the sphincter for wearing a bikini even though my sister just had a baby? Am I the sphincter for calling my 8-year-old selfish? Like stuff that was like a little bit more trivial. But I read this one and I was like, I feel like this is something that people
we're living it.
Yeah.
People are living this.
Don't that more and more people are this is it's fights between spouses, it's fights between siblings. And it's like such hard, hard decisions that have to get made for loved ones because our system is broken.
Screwed up.
Our system's so broken when it comes to healthcare, when it comes to aging care.
Yes.
It's, man, this is a bummer way to end on a Friday.
Well, we're going to go out on a better note.
Okay.
On something that is good for veterans. It's called the PACT Act. And here is John Stewart with a little quick explainer on what this will do.
The PACT Act is a bill designed to give veterans the health care they need who've been exposed to burn pits and other toxins, leading all the way back to Agent Orange and the Vietnam War. And their benefits had been denied because they hadn't been able to be service connected. So veterans were getting cancers and lung diseases and all kinds of other immunological responses and immune disorders, and it wasn't being covered in their health care and benefits, and they were dying, and they their families were going bankrupt and struggling, and so this bill addresses those things.
And the VA, by the way, now, this is why it's a big deal. The deadline to file a PACT Act claim has been extended until this coming Monday, August 14th, It's one of the largest health care and benefit expansions in VA history that can affect your benefits ratings, especially, again, if you've had exposure to burn pits and Agent Orange. And it is my understanding that provided you file by Monday, you may be able to get a year's worth of retroactive benefits.
That's what I understand, too.
So, and people have a lot of different views about the VA and the efficacy of the VA. I haven't had to live through those frustrations, but this is certainly an effort in the right direction to get our veterans who deserve it the help that they need.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So if you know a veteran, if you are a veteran, if you are in touch with veterans groups, just please spread the word. Again, you have until this Monday, and I'm sure you can just go to the VA website and there will be a place. They can send you to the right place.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't let this opportunity pass you by. I know it's filing paperwork and filling out forms and it's all a drag, but there were a lot of people who fought
really
for
hard.
This.
Yeah.
And I would like to see as many people who are entitled to these benefits get them.
I agree.
Right.
Well, to actually on a high note or a heavy note in a different kind of heavy way. I did go to the state fair last night.
I know.
And
when you sent me the list of all the things you ate, I was really afraid you were going to be sick today.
So we did try, and I did record, so that I'm going to be working on the editing it this weekend. But to rank some of the Sporkies, the Sporky finalists. So I ate the beer cheese Wisconsin lava cake.
Which I still think sounds pretty darn good.
It was good.
Was it good?
The deep fried apple pie from Saz's. The Wisconsin quesadilla, corn nuggets, and the funnel fries.
Anything stick out
beer,
with you?
The beer cheese Wisconsin lava cake, very good.
Really?
Very good. If you like, I really like soft pretzels.
I do too.
Yes. So I'm for anyone who's still going to the state fair this weekend, definitely get the beer cheese Wisconsin lava cake. Definitely get the apple pie from Saz's. That ended up winning for a fan favorite.
Oh, really?
And if that you can get yummy. If you can also somewhere get some ice cream to put with it,
perfecto.
That would be perfect. Both of those were really good. The corn nuggets were interesting. The corn nuggets were like pieces, kernels of corn that were fried, and then they had like a mango coleslaw thing on top. So it was actually a little bit more like it counterbalanced the friedness.
So a little fruity.
A little fresh fruitiness. That was pretty good. The funnel fries. You'd think with like the cheese curds and like bacon pieces on top, it would be a more even balance of sweet and savory. It was still very, just very sweet.
And dense.
And the Wisconsin quesadilla, make it at home. It's pieces of brat and cheese in a tortilla. The execution was not there. That was my least favorite. And those are my recommendations. All right, we'll be back on Monday. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
State fair in our state.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.